Just thinking of this. Got a little nostalgic this afternoon. I was thinking of this verse. The memory of the righteous is blessed, but the name of the wicked will rot. The memory, I'll let you decide which I was focused on. The memory of the righteous is blessed. You know, it's amazing to think of the righteous who have been in our lives and who are in our life and the memories that you make with your friends and how blessed they are, you know. And I think that we tend to be very forward-looking. We like the now. We like our experiences. There's an entire movement in business and marketing management right now to provide customers with experiences as well as products. All products must be sold and accompanied by experiences. Churches are trying to do the same thing. They're trying to provide their membership with experiences rather than biblical content, for example. I saw, you can go online and see song services in mega churches or song services in emerging churches or whatever you want to look up. You will see smoke shows. You will see light shows. Imagine this, we did a light show up here. We flick the lights on and off. That's our light show here. You know, so, but they're trying to provide Christians with this experience because this is not enough. Thinking is no longer enough. Content is no longer enough. Now, everyone has to be on a roller coaster. Everything's got to be an amusement park because Americans are so easily bored. And they're bored because, number one, they have lost their awe of God. They have lost their awe of God. God is no longer awesome to them. He's just another part of their life. And so, for the believer, the memory of the righteous is something that is incredibly valuable and important. Because while we like the now and what's next, you know, when you have little boys in your house, or little girls sometimes, they always want to know what's next. What are we going to do next? And, I our kids... Every now and then, I remember Karen would say, especially to one of them in particular, just enjoy right now. Enjoy the movie you're watching. Enjoy the meal you're eating. You know, slow down. You know, like that Paul Simon song, slow down. You move too fast. You got to make the moment last, you know. And so the moment should last for us. That's why when God met Moses for the first time and Moses asked him his name, God didn't say, I will be or I was. What did he say? I am. The moment, the right now, the is of God. You know, what is God doing right now? And so when we begin to enjoy God right now and when we stop this idea that we've got to have an experience, We're bored with right now. We got to do something new. We got to go somewhere. We got to do this. Go to the. When we stop doing that and start enjoying God right now, then our memories become very, very important. And they are more meaningful because those moments take on greater value. In other words, if I'm with my family today, and I'm thinking about what I could be doing, what I should be doing, and what I'm not doing. When I look back on today, the time I had with my family, it won't have as much value, would it? But if I am in the now right now, and I'm looking for opportunity to love my family and love my wife and love my kids and enjoy this time right now, tomorrow I look back on today and I'll realize what a valuable day yesterday was. That makes sense? Everybody understand that? So stop rushing for the next experience. The memory of the righteous is blessed. For the righteous must learn to live in now. The righteous must learn to enjoy right now. See, discontentment is the temptation to stop enjoying God right now. Discontentment is the temptation to stop enjoying God right now. When God right now is not enough for you, you become very discontent. Now, let me just say this. There's also a phenomenal, important discontentment that believers have. And I think there's a good discontentment, but there's also a bad discontentment. How do I know the difference? I know the difference when I'm enjoying God in the moment right now, and I want to improve something else or have something, a greater growth in an area. That's a godly discontentment. But when I'm not enjoying God right now, when my fellowship with God right now is broken or hindered, I will start looking for other things and other experiences. And that's a bad discontentment. That makes sense? So the bottom line in tonight, I just want to communicate to you is this. Enjoy God right now. Enjoy one another right now. Right now. You will not always have your right now. At the end of the, the beginning of the year this year, the director of American Legion Baseball wrote a letter. And I wish I would have remembered to bring it. I didn't remember to bring it. But the letter he wrote was this. He said, what this coronavirus lockdown is teaching us and is teaching you guys who could not play baseball this year for Legion, you will not always have an American Legion. You'll not always have your youth. You'll not always be able to run the way you run. You won't always be able to eat the way you eat. You won't always be able to dress in the things you're wearing now. You will not be able to go about and do what you want the way you do now. Because things change. And he said, and it was a really profound letter from the American Legion. I was impressed. It was a very good letter. Much better than what I just communicated. But the point is this. Right now, you have a great honor of being alive. Right now, you have the privilege of knowing God. Right now, you have today. And you can have all you want out of today. You don't get anything out of tomorrow yet. You'll get that tomorrow. Right now, you can have all you want of God. You know, I heard one man put it like this. He said, yesterday is a canceled check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. Only today is legal tender. Only right now is negotiable. Only right now is what I possess. And if I learn to enjoy God in the right now, I won't be tempted by discontentment. My memories will have greater value, and my impact on people around me will be exponentially greater than it is. Father, we ask you to bless our night tonight. Thank you for this time together. We pray, Lord, you give us wisdom in these days. We ask you, Father, to give us great joy as we make these choices and decisions, and that we would do them for the glory of God. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.